Well, welcome to week 5 of our Ecclesiastes study. I'm excited to see you guys here. We have a small group again because it's 4th of July weekend, but hey, this is still a great group, and we've got a fun night ahead of us. I hope you all have been enjoying this study and just getting a lot out of this 12-chapter book in the Old Testament. The preacher is starting to feel like an old friend to me. I find myself saying, oh, that's just vanity, or that's just meaningless about things in life, or this is life under the sun, so deal with it. In fact, I don't know about you, but I see themes of Ecclesiastes popping up everywhere. I see news articles, Facebook posts, conversations with friends, and we all know at some point, and we all experience at some point, the hebel, or the vanity, that is life under the sun. The preacher is telling us about Ecclesiastes, how finding our hope in money, possessions, knowledge, and work is ultimately like trying to grab mist. It's futile. So our question becomes, as we read through this book, what then is worthwhile? What then do I give my life to? I want to start a discussion tonight with a quote from 30,000 Days. On page 74, Kate says, "A life fully lived is a life invested well, storing up everlasting treasure in heaven, not spent on trifles. An abundant life is joyfully poured out on the lost and the least of these, knowing the eternal value of a soul." An abundant life is joyfully poured out. Could it be that what is worthwhile in this life is to be joyfully poured out for each other? To be joyfully poured out for the lost and the least of these? What does this look like? What does this look like? When I was thinking about this question, I couldn't help but thinking of the stories of these women around this room. I see you guys pouring yourselves out by taking meals to a family in mourning. I see you pouring your lives out by hosting a neighborhood block party, meeting neighbors, looking them in the eye, hearing their stories. I see you working at a job where you help refugees and immigrants find work in an unfamiliar culture. I see you serving behind the scenes at church so people will have fresh coffee and feel welcome in our church family. I see you serving at a church post for 12 years. That's not glamorous and is oftentimes difficult, but feeling called to a people forgotten and neglected. I see you taking custody of a sister to get her out of an abusive family situation. I see you teaching ESL, or helping to teach at ESL, to refugees and immigrants so they can learn a language that's not their own as they try and navigate a world unfamiliar and oftentimes hostile towards them. I see us all attending churches that are not super trendy, hip, and cool. For instance, Calvary Denver. The name Denver in your title suggests that you could be in the urban core of Denver. You could be in the trendy, hip, cool neighborhoods. But instead, you've decided to stake your claim right here, on the edge of Denver and Aurora, where there's tons of loss and there's tons of brokenness. These are stories from women around this room. This is what I see in this group. I see women who want to see their lives used for God's glory. I see women who want to see their lives for the proclamation of the gospel. I see women who see people as fellow human beings made in God's image. As you've read in chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes this week, we actually see the preacher raise concerns about the injustices that are in the world and the importance of caring for each other in community. We see that these themes are actually interwoven throughout the entire scripture. We see God described as a God of justice, who executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. And we see our call as his followers to be people that give justice to the weak and the fatherless, to correct oppression, to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. God has been breaking my heart over this call to care passionately for people that the world wants to cast aside. It made me think of a documentary that my husband and I just watched. A dear friend of ours created a documentary on lament. And one of the people she interviewed was a teacher from Columbine High School who was there when the April 1999 shooting happened. Something he said in the documentary has really stuck with me. He said, "Everyone has a story. If we are really Christians, we believe everyone is going to live forever. What am I doing right now so that I treat that human being with the respect they deserve as a soul that will live forever?" He concluded by saying, "And therefore their suffering matters to me, it matters to them, and it certainly matters to God." God has broken me with a sense that every person that we see is eternal. They matter to God, and our role as his daughters is to bring a little piece of heaven to earth, to work for their good, to care passionately for them, and to see that the small token we offer others is only a small, minuscule picture of the love and grace that was poured out by Jesus himself, who knew no sin but for our sake became sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In light of all this, I want to invite a friend of mine and of Calvary Wellsprings up to share. 2 years ago, her and her husband followed the call of God on their lives to North Africa to serve a dark and lost country. I asked her if she'd be willing to share stories from their last 2 years there, and she's on a break, so they will be going back, but she's here for a few weeks with us. And I wanted her to share what it's like to serve, what it's like to joyfully pour out her life for women in that country. So would you guys all help me in welcoming Beth up?